You're listening to Sister Stargazers, celestial and terrestrial observations and advice from two real-life sisters.
Welcome, fellow stargazers. Your sisters are in the house. Hey, Jude.
Hey, Sarah. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Not too bad.
In our post-eclipse time.
Yes, we've just recovered. We're in a recovery period right now.
And this week, it's episode 87. We're roughly covering Sunday, May 7th through Saturday, May 13th. Let's jump in. Where do you want to start?
Yeah, we can start off Sunday, May 7th. Venus has entered Cancer.
All right.
So this changes everything. I mean, Venus was in Gemini, very chatty, very social, wanted to deal with ideas, ended her session in Gemini making a square over to Neptune, which was difficult to kind of suss things out, you know, making a decision based on what you like, what you didn't like, because Neptune in a square with Venus is really, it's hard to make a decision. There's too many variables. Nothing is clear. So with the retrograde of Mercury, this was an additional kind of hump to get over. But now that Venus has moved into Cancer, that makes things a little different. Cancer is more about house and home, family relations, emotional bonds with your tribe or with people you love. It can also be about finances or stabilizing yourself in a family way. So being able to know where your resources are within your family or hereditary resources or ancestral resources. Mm. So Venus entering Cancer puts a bit of a spotlight on the home, on the family. And quickly, Venus entering into Cancer will make a quincunx to Pluto. Mm. And the moon on the same day will make a quincunx to the sun. So coming off of this eclipse, we've got this change of sign for Venus, and then we've got these destabilizing or kind of squeaky hinges, not an opposition, but a quincunx, which isn't quite making the connection. So there may be intensity in relationship. With Venus quincunx Pluto, there may be power issues that you kind of have to work through. You might have to backstep. With the moon quincunx the sun, there might be this kind of out of sorts feeling or feeling like you've got to work too hard to get something resolved. But these are, again, coming into the beginning of the week. The moon on Monday, the 8th, makes another quincunx, but this time to Mars. So it's really going to be a good idea to avoid overreacting. And then the moon on the same day, Monday the 8th, makes a quincunx to Uranus. So again, this kind of sense of a willfulness. Uranus is spontaneity, kind of being open to possibilities, but not quite feeling comfortable there. So there's a bit of this instability going on as we come off of this eclipse on May 5th and come into the following week with this sign change of Venus and then these quincunxes to the personal planets. Then on the 9th, the sun makes a conjunction to Uranus, which was in play during the eclipse, but it wasn't exact. So all of that time between the 5th of May, the eclipse, Beltane, and this Tuesday, May 9th, has been maybe a buildup of something. You've been waiting for something to happen or waiting for some news of some kind. And this sun conjunct Uranus can be a surprising announcement or a surprise event. It can be an invention or a new trying to resolve something or coming up with a new way of figuring something out. So this is happening in Taurus.
Okay.
On the global scale, it might relate to world economies, commodities, real estate, cattle.
Land.
Like land, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
The Taurus is the cow, right?
Right.
Or the bull. But if you look at its glyph with the circle and the little horns, that can also be, as Caroline Casey mentions, that can also be the womb and the fallopian tubes.
Interesting.
Yeah, so the Taurus, the bull, can also be Taurus, the cow.
Sure.
Anyway, so just an aside.
That's neat. Yeah, thank you.
Taurus is land, real estate. It's things we value. So there may be some surprises, some unexpected events. It could be on the positive or on the negative side, depending on, you know, where you're falling in terms of your awareness, your consciousness, what you bring to the table. So the stars don't dictate events. We are the ones that receive the energies, and whether wherever we land in terms of our consciousness is where these energies affect us.
So right.
You've been working through your issues. The Sun conjunct Uranus may just be a pleasant surprise. It might be right. an invitation of some kind that was unexpected. But if you've kind of put off your lessons, the Sun in conjunct Uranus might bring some harsh truths home. So there's that leeway. We have to understand that these are not just blanket energies or blanket aspects that affect everyone in the same way. On the world stage, it might be that there are surprising circumstances,
yeah.
which are unexpected. And that's in the mundane world, the kind of the bigger planetary world. And it might be also that these circumstances have been building from the point of the eclipse, even back in late April on the 20th, when we had that new moon at 29 degrees Aries. So the idea is that there may have been a buildup of things, especially since this lunar eclipse on the 5th.
Can you also look at where Uranus is in your natal chart? And that's an area as well of, okay.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. Yeah, any house where Taurus is located is going to be highlighted with the Sun and Uranus making the conjunction there.
Okay.
And also, I mean, Taurus in general right now is really lit up because the North Node is there. And that's
right.
That's where the new moon eclipse was. Mercury is there going retrograde and will be retrograde until the 14th of May. So it's going to go back to 5 degrees Taurus. So it's going to go over the early degrees of Taurus, right? That's 7 degrees on the 7th. And Vesta, this is the other thing I want to mention. And I think your cards might speak to it, but Vesta is at the midpoint as we open the week between Mercury retrograde at 7 degrees Taurus and the Sun at 16 degrees Taurus. So Vesta is right there at 9 degrees Taurus, and Vesta is asking us and kind of blending the energies from Mercury, which is kind of retrieving some information or going back to find some information or plan, do some planning, with the Sun kind of being illuminated or coming into conjunction with Uranus. Vesta is really right there saying, well, where do you want to put your energy? You have only so much finite time, energy, physical energy. Where do you want to put it? What is the best use of that energy?
This does speak directly to the cards, because two cards came out today that were one on top of the other. And the first card that I saw was the Five of Swords, which is sort of like, am I going to go back and fight this fight? Am I going to go back and pick this battle? Am I going to take that person to court? Am I going to like send some emails to tell them what I think they should have been doing? Or the other card, which is the Eight of Pentacles, which is sitting down, getting to work, accumulating what you need to do, moving forward. I would say Eight of Pentacles, maybe.
Right.
Like, unless you think you really got to go back and win it. If you really think you have to go back and win it, sure. But maybe your energies are better spent getting ready for what's ahead for you. And I love that it's the Pentacles, because it speaks about work, dedication, putting your best skills into practice versus, you know, I'm going to go back and tell them what I really think. Like, is that the best use of your energy?
Yeah, the Pentacles are Taurus. I mean, the Pentacles are earth-based, and that's an earth-based suit. The King of Pentacles is kind of like the King of Taurus.
Oh, sure.
You know, he's got all of his wealth in the land, you know, the grapes and the rabbits and the all of the gorgeous product of the earth, all of the
grape
harvest.
Leaves and all that. Yeah. So, I would just encourage people to, when you talk about energies, because you can only put your energies in so many places, being sure it's in the most productive, I would say.
That's it. Yeah.
Cool. All right.
So as we move through the week, Wednesday, the 10th, late in the day, we have Moon conjunct Pluto. So we had Venus quincunx Pluto on Sunday, and Wednesday, the 10th, we have Moon conjunct Pluto. So even though this is late in the day, again, this might be a time when you want to just double check, make sure you're not going to fire off some bleeping email.
Exactly.
Because the propensity for speaking your truth is there.
Yes.
But do you really need to?
Right, where will it get you?
Yeah. So the next big phase of the week is the weekend.
Okay.
So Friday, May 12th, there's a couple of really nice aspects that Mercury makes. So this to me says grounding your feelings. So Mercury's in Taurus, sextile Saturn in Pisces. So Saturn in Pisces wants to understand the feelings, wants to kind of get at and understand the feelings, wants to make sense of them. It's also the ability to focus and concentrate and organize around something that you feel strongly about.
Yeah.
On the same day, Friday, we have the last quarter moon. So the moon in Aquarius is squaring the sun in Taurus. So this is also where do your feelings lie?
Yep.
And what do you want to put your energy towards? This is another kind of signature of that. And then late in the day, really 10:45 p.m. Eastern time, Mercury will sextile Venus. And this will kind of carry us into from late Saturday, but carry us into Sunday as well. And this is the spirit of compromise, agreement, harmonious interaction, clarity, and appreciation of beauty. So appreciating what you do have.
Right.
So Mercury, again, is in Taurus, but she's sextiling now Venus in Cancer. So this is a sextile from Mercury to Saturn in Pisces, a water sextile.
Yes.
And then later in the day, we have Mercury sextiling to Venus in Cancer, another water sextile. So that's why I'm saying like this idea of like working with your emotions, try to come to understand how and why you feel the way you do. And then open it up to a greater appreciation of what life has given you.
Love it.
And what you have, you know?
Yeah.
This water trine from Venus to Saturn is especially a good point to just step back and reassess everything and put some time into your serious relationships. Saturday, the moon will sextile Mercury. The moon will conjunct Saturn. The moon will trine Venus. So these are, again, all kind of making these aspects to Saturn and Mercury even more relevant.
Yeah. What I love about this is on the bottom of the deck this week is the Page of Cups, which is a watery sign linking to intuition and just, again, getting into those deeper emotions. You okay? What's happening?
I'm laughing because our co-producer is having a drink.
Oh, get out. Gibson's lapping up water.
Can you hear that?
I can't hear it. Synchronicity.
Oh my God. It might be on my side.
Amazing. Okay.
Here's a preview of what's coming up.
Okay.
Which really works with what we've just discussed.
Yeah.
So Sunday, May 14th, the moon will conjunct Neptune as Mercury goes direct. And this all happens between 11 p.m. and 11:16 p.m.
Eastern time.
Eastern time. The moon making this conjunction to Neptune in Pisces as Mercury goes direct is offering us this imagination, again, this deep insight into our feelings, but it's also bringing along the imaginal.
Yes.
So that's something to look forward to.
Oh, that's Page of Cups again. Yeah. Love it. I love it when it all ties
looking
together.
Into
looking into the cup. Well, cool. Listeners, you know how to reach us. Please send an email at connect@sisterstargazers.com. That's also our website, sisterstargazers.com. You can also tune in on Monday nights still on wmpg.org, 90.9 FM for a live astrology deep dive with your sisters. And that's it, I guess. Thanks, Jude, for the weekly preview.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You are welcome. And if you would like us, share,
subscribe,
do all that, because we're trying to get up to 100 subscribers. We're getting close.
We are getting close.
Thank you, everyone, for being so awesome, devoted, and awesome listeners.
Thanks, Jude.
Thank you. Take care, everybody. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Sister Stargazers. Let us know what worked for you this week. Find us on Facebook and post a comment at Sister Stargazers.